Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You know, on Monday we carried the New York City leg of Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State tour live. He gave the speech during our show, so we took it. Yesterday, the governor took to the New York City suburbs to deliver two more speeches. So let's hear a little bit of what he said in Westchester and on Long Island with Yancey Roy, Newsday's Albany bureau chief, and of course Newsday covers Long Island, and Jenna Flanagan, co-host of Metro Focus, the new series that airs nightly on 13. WLIW 21 and NJTV. Jenna, who used to produce All Things Considered here at WNYC, has been a Hudson Valley reporter. So we've got the island and the northern suburbs beat covered. Hi, Jenna. Hi, Yancey.
Hi.
Hi, Brian.
And Yancey, I'll start with the governor's speech on the island, because he announced perhaps his most ambitious project of all his State of the State speeches thus far, the nation's largest offshore wind farm. Here's 30 seconds.
I'm calling on LIPA to approve a 90-megawatt wind farm. It's enough to support 50,000 homes. They will not be visible from the beach. They will be 30 miles southeast of Montauk. Not even Superman standing on Montauk Point could see these wind farms. But the upside is tremendous. It will be the largest offshore wind project in our nation's history, not just in existence.
So, Yancey, what's this about? I think history shows us so far that people like wind power in theory, but nobody likes it off their backyard.
Well, to back up a second, Cuomo had first thrown his support behind the idea of a wind power project back in July. LIPA, the Long Island Power Authority, had been wrestling with this for a while, and in fact, it had been scheduled to vote on a proposed project in 2016, before the turn of the year. That got held up, presumably so that the governor could endorse it as he goes around in January. The governor has been promoting alternative energy sources such as solar, such as wind. And one thing to point out, Brian, about this process, and you talk about, you kind of hinted to, will it ever get local approval, because it's harder to do that than in practice. This will probably take, folks are saying 7-8 years of an approval process before it would ever get to the final stages. So it's a ways off, and there are a lot of hurdles that this would have to clear.
All right. Now, the governor also proposed a large infrastructure project in his Westchester speech, most notably a plan to improve the water supply statewide in light of Westchester County suffering actual water quality issues last year. Here's 30 seconds on that.
I've spent a lot of time on this with the federal government, and the list changes almost on a weekly basis, where they find a new chemical that shouldn't be allowed in drinking water. This is, I believe, critically important, especially for young children who are drinking water and these chemicals are building up in their bodies. We need to take immediate action. I want a $2 billion fund to rebuild our water infrastructure.
Jenna Flanagan, tell us more about that issue.
So there's several problems with this. One is that there's been chemicals that have been found, and it's not just like in the drinking water. We're talking about the water table. This isn't just Westchester. This has been as far north as Hoosick Falls. There's been lead detected in some of the school systems in Ithaca, and there's been a similar chemical, PFOS, found in the water system in Newburgh. In the case of like Hoosick Falls and Newburgh, this could be a case of finding a new water source, not just upgrading the entire system. In Hoosick Falls, they did go ahead and put in a filtration system, but of course, that's an incredibly expensive thing to run. So what exactly the fix is going to be to go ahead and make the drinking water better for everybody is a lot more difficult than what the speech suggested.
Interesting. Back to Long Island. Yancey, the governor proposed, I see, $120 million in improvements for the Long Island Railroad to include tying it to MacArthur Airport. So there would be a Long Island Railroad link to MacArthur?
that's what he's talking about. This would be the second in a series of steps that the local county officials, economic officials, have tried to promote MacArthur as making it an alternative for folks to use. Last year there was a push to get it to accept international, to be an international flight airport. So that's one leg of this. The other would be to, another thing that he's proposed is connecting the LIRR to Brookhaven National Laboratory. Besides the laboratory, there's a lot of spinoff businesses in that area. The idea would be that if you also make it connect to the rail, then it would further encourage businesses to locate in that hub.
Hmm. Jenna, I don't imagine he mentioned White Plains Airport. I flew out of White Plains for the first time last year. It would be
Congratulations.
It would be interesting if we had five actual regional airports, if MacArthur really were to become more prominent, and if White Plains were.
Well, there's talk of expanding the capacity of Stewart Airport in Newburgh.
Also.
And allowing international flights to go in and out of that airport. So, you know, that's good for the region. It definitely brings in more people. Tourism is an incredibly huge part of the Hudson Valley's economic base now. A new airport is going to help. But again, how does that actually help the people living in the region?
One of the more significant pitches the governor made in both his Long Island and Westchester speeches was a call for counties to share services and cut costs. Here's 30 seconds of that from the Long Island State of the State.
I have no authority over the local governments, and that is true. County executive runs the county government, and then you have towns, villages, etc. What I want to propose this year is the county executive convenes all the local governments in one room and one place, and they work together to find savings and cost efficiencies. There have to be efficiencies and cooperations that you can find.
Now, Yancey and Jenna, I feel like we're in New Jersey, where the geographically small state has 600 counties and 600 school districts. Is there a similar issue on the island?
Well, there certainly are a lot of school districts. There certainly are a lot of different villages and other levels of government, sanitation districts, and that sort of thing on the island. And a quick note there, the governor, in talking about county executives and town officials, he left out schools, which the bulk of residents' tax that they pay, property tax, it comes from school districts, not the county government, and the governor did not allude to that at all in the speech. But that said, whenever you travel to Westchester, whenever you travel to Long Island, if you're a governor, Republican or Democrat, it's almost like you can't make a stop there without talking about property taxes. It's the biggest local issue year in and year out. And what's interesting and what Republicans said yesterday was that the governor was just pointing the finger at the locals to sort of get some of the blame away from the state.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the state, all of the county taxes are largely attributable to the fact that the state mandates certain services and programs and has the counties and the towns carry them out,
right,
and tax the locals for it.
So, Jenna, I didn't hear the Westchester speech, so I don't know if he addressed the closing of Indian Point, which, you know, he came to an agreement with its owner for, which he made a big show of in the New York City speech. But some of this is going to fall as a tax burden on areas of Westchester that get a lot of extra tax revenue because Indian Point is there, particularly the Henrik Hudson School District, which I read gets about a third of its revenue from Indian Point taxes. Did he talk about it?
He did, but what I find so questionable or problematic about this is, again, the fact that the governor is pushing, local government to do the work, depending on who you ask, of what could have been state government's responsibility. I joked after hearing him talk about the closing of Indian Point that somewhere Rob Astorino's head must have exploded.
The Westchester County executive.
Exactly, because that would be something that now falls on his plate. You're not only talking about the loss of 1,000 jobs, you're not only talking about the loss of that huge amount of tax revenue, but also the energy. Exactly how is that supposed to get made up, and who's going to be responsible for it?
Did he deal with this on Long Island? Of course, there's a Long Island Mario Cuomo legacy piece to this, right, Yancey? Mario shut
sure
down
is.
The Shoreham nuclear power plant, and now Andrew is, you know, furthering that legacy by shutting down the Indian Point nuclear power plant.
Well, to pick up on what Jenna said, I mean, there were folks who were saying, folks with long memories saying, is this going to be a rerun of Shoreham, but just the Westchester version, in which case a plant was shut down, and the area was part of the results of that was the area was hit with some of the highest power costs anywhere.
Right. So, Jenna, people in Westchester are afraid of that?
Oh, of course. I mean, as it is, you know, energy costs are a big part of, you know, what people's daily budgets are for their households. But I think the biggest thing really is going to be the loss for the tax base, because as we've already discussed, there's so many mandates that the state has that have to be paid for. And again, like Yancey said, with the school districts, paying for schools can be as much as, you know, 70, 80, 90% of a region's tax base that's already eaten up by paying for the school district.
Sounds like a lot of skepticism in the New York City suburbs.
Well, the devil's always in the details.
Over Governor Cuomo. And yet he won re-election pretty handily in both suburbs, didn't he? Both, if we're talking about the two counties of Nassau and Suffolk. And
if I recall correctly, I believe he did not win Suffolk. I should Google it real quick, but I think that was my recollection.
But it was competitive.
It was narrow.
And Donald Trump won Suffolk. Hillary Clinton won Nassau. Hillary Clinton won Westchester and Rockland.
Yeah.
Cuomo there, popular?
It really depends on who you ask. I mean, at the same time, for example, Westchester does have a Republican as their county executive, and they're very happy with him. So it really depends on who you ask as to how popular Andrew Cuomo is.
Jenna Flanagan, co-host of Metro Focus on 13, WLIW 21 and NJTV, and Yancey Roy, Newsday's Albany Bureau Chief. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, live coverage of Donald Trump's first news conference as president-elect. Stay with us.